them back. Get your bottoms and just shuffle them back so that everybody can fit. Keep shuffling. Keep shuffling. I call this shuffle butt. You can shuffle your bottoms. Keep shuffling back. Now, tonight, I need you to do something special for me. Tonight, I need you to use your listening eyes and your listening ears. But more than that, I am very tired. Are you very tired? Is anybody tired? Okay, well then we're all in this together. We're all in this together, and it shows when we stand hand in See, I'm tired, and so what that means is that I'm going to need your help to preach real good. So I need you to be listening really well, but I also need you to, if God starts to speak to you tonight, I need your help by talking at the right moments. I want you to yell out things like, yeah, come on. I want you to yell out things like, ow. I want you to yell out things like, yes. But more importantly, I need you to sit very still. I need you to have a big smile on your face. And I need you to use that mouth not to talk when it's not the right time. Because I reckon that God's going to do something. I've got 20 minutes and 39 seconds to tell you something great about God. Who would like God to speak to them tonight? Okay, well, if you truly mean that, then God will truly speak. But first, we're going to read from the Bible like we always do when we come to this part of the service, because the Bible's a good book and you should read it. And we together are going to read in the book of Acts. Which book? Chapter 28. Which chapter? Starting in verse 1. Before we do, I just want to give you a little bit of context, give you some information about where we're at in the story, okay? Now, in this story, Paul is on a boat in the middle of a storm. Paul, the guy who started the very first church, he's like on a boat, in the water, on a boat. Where is he? He's on a boat, okay? And he's in a storm. And it's not going so well, because here's what the Bible says. Are you listening? It says this: once we were safe on shore. Oh, by the way, the boat crashed. Bad times. Sad times for Paul. The Bible says, once we were safe on shore, we learned that we were on the island of Maltesers. No, sorry, Malta. Then the people of the island were very kind to us. It was cold and rainy, so we thought we were in Wellington. No. So we built a fire on the shore to welcome us. As Paul gathered an armful of sticks and was laying them on a fire, a poisonous snake, driven out by the heat, bit him on the hand. The people of the island saw it hanging from his hand, and they said to each other, "Oh, a murderer, no doubt. Though he escaped the sea, justice will not permit him to live." And look at what the Bible says. The Bible says that Paul shook the snake off into the fire and was unharmed. The people waited for him to swell up and suddenly drop dead. The people weren't very nice. They just were like, is he going to die? It's like, yeah, that's a sad... It's Paul, man. Be nice to Paul. But when they'd waited a long time and saw that he wasn't harmed, they changed their minds and decided he wasn't a god. Tonight, I want to share a thought with you. I want to share a thought about being bitten but not beaten. Someone say bitten but not beaten. Turn to your neighbor and say bitten but not beaten. Shall we pray and get started? Okay, well, why don't you show me what you do when you pray? You close your eyes and you bow your heads. Why don't you do those two things right now? Why don't you close your eyes and you bow your heads and we'll pray. Father God, I thank you that you're here. God, right now I declare peace over this building. With nobody talking apart from you through me tonight, I pray, God, that you would move. I pray that at the end of this conference, God, we would know how to be overcomers, that we would know that you are with us. We give you praise and glory and honor in advance. And everybody said, amen. I don't like boats, okay? Not a fan of boats, because why does something so big not sink, you know? Like, boats are huge, and they don't sink. Like, when I get in a bath, your boy sinks, okay? Like, I get in a bath, I'm like, I have to wear a life jacket in my bath because I sink every time. I was in the place that I was staying, and I had a bath on Thursday night, and I filled the bath up with water, and I was like, I actually don't feel like drowning today, so no thank you, I'm going to have a shower. So I jumped in the shower instead. Boats freak me out. This one time, I was on a boat. Yeah, I'm the man, I was on a boat. Yeah, face my fears. And what? I was on a boat this one time, and it was me, my brother, my sister, and my dad. Who was on the boat? Me, my brother, my sister, and my dad. And the boat was going this way, but in Wellington, what way the boat is going, the wind goes the other way. And the wind was going this way. So the boat was going this way, but the wind was going this way, and the boat was going this way, and the wind was going that way. And on the boat was me, my brother, my sister, and my dad. We're on the boat, and it was a storm, and the rain was going crazy, and the wind was going crazy, and the boat was going which way? That way, and the wind was going that way, and the boat was going that way, and the wind was going that way. Now, in the middle of the storm, I don't know why, but my family were like, why don't we go on the boat outside in the storm? Good idea, you know, like, so in the middle of the storm, it was me, my brother, my sister, and my dad. Now, the thing is that I don't get boat sick. I'm like, all good. I'm all good on the boat. It's fine. So I'm like having a good time on the boat. It's like, wee. I'm just on the boat. I'm having fun. Now the boat is going that way and the wind is going that way. Now I was having fun. I was like, yeah. And I looked over. I was like, guys, family. Because it was me, my brother, my sister, and my dad. And I said to my family, I was like, aren't we having fun, family? Aren't we having a grand time? And my brother started to turn a different color, green. And his face started to do this. And I was like, he's going to spew. Now the boat is going this way and the wind is going this way. And so we're all having a great time. Yeah. And so my brother, he's like, bleh. And spew goes out this way, but because the wind is going that way, the spew goes blip, blip, blip. Now, on the boat was me, my brother, my sister, and my dad. So my sister's next. And she's like, yeah! Now, because the vomit from my brother is going this way and now caught in the wind going this way, my sister turns and she's like, yeah! And now my sister's like, bleh, bleh. Now the wind is going this way. So now a little bit of my brother's vomit and a little bit of my sister's vomit has come out of her mouth and has been bloop, bloop, and now going this way. And on the boat was me, my brother, my sister, and then my dad. Now my dad is smart. He saw my brother vomit, then saw my sister vomit. So as the vomit comes this way, the double-dipped vomit comes this way. He goes, Matrix. And the vomit goes over my dad. Now, what I didn't tell you was next to him, because I was on the boat having a good laugh. Ha, 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 ha. You just spewed. I was like, I wasn't a very good brother. It was me and then my brother, then my sister, then my dad, but next to him was an old lady in a wheelchair. Why was she out on the boat in a storm, man? Like, who's looking after this old lady? She is out and I'm having a great time. It's like, until all of a sudden, the vomit from my brother that went in my sister's mouth came back out of my sister's mouth. My dad, Matrix it, went all through here. Is it raining? It's like, no, that's just vomit in your head. Ever since that moment, I just don't like boats. And the thing is about our Bible story that we read tonight is that Paul has gone through this whole storm situation, except Paul, his boat doesn't make it. He gets shipwrecked. The Bible says that after his boat gets shipwrecked, what's happened is that he swims to shore and he finds himself on the island of Maltesers. Sorry, island of Malta, okay? Where Maltesers don't come from. I was highly disappointed when I found that out. Now, the thing is that the Bible says that the guys on the island, when in the middle of the storm, they built a fire. And what they did was they got the fire together and they made themselves this fire. And they're like, rub some sticks together. And they had a, can you see the little cute flame? Very warm. Now, okay, sit down. I wonder if we could just get an extreme close-up on this. I don't know if that's possible now, but with all the kids at the front, they can't see. Don't know, but if it's not, that's okay. Now, the Bible says that the fire, are you listening? Because I can hear more people talking than just me. Are you listening? The Bible says that what happens is that the fire starts to get little. And what happens is that Paul, he grabs an armful of sticks, he takes the sticks to the fire, and out of the fire comes a snake. The snake bites him on the hand, and then everybody else waits for the snake to kill him. So maybe like a close, oh, that's my bottom. like a close-up, like where my face is. Now, okay, hold it there. This is good. This fire. Okay, now, hey, put your hands down, though. Otherwise, I have to turn the TV off, okay? Hands down. Stop it. I said stop it. Okay, now that you've seen the fire, we can turn it off now because everybody's seen the fire, okay? Wave goodbye. Say bye. Okay, then it's gone. Okay, now sitting down. The Bible says, everybody sitting down. The Bible says that a poisonous snake jumps out of the fire. Now, time out, pause. Hold up, wait a minute. No thank you today. If a snake jumped out of my fireplace at my house, who's got a fireplace at your house? Okay, hands down. Who's got a heat pump? You're privileged. Okay, hands down, okay? Now, hands up for the fireplace. Yeah, loyal to the boys. Now, here's the thing, hands down. Here's the thing. If a snake jumped out of me in my fireplace, I'd be like, ah! If a spider jumped out of the fireplace, I'd be like, I'm done, I quit, I'm leaving my house. Burn the house down, there's a spider, get rid of it. The Bible says, okay, so the Bible says that there's a fireplace. And what Paul does is that he puts some sticks on the fire. Are you watching? And as he puts sticks on the fire, a snake jumps out. Oh, you weren't ready for that, were you? It is not. It's a real snake. His name is Henry, okay? Be nice to my Henry snake, okay? Now the thing is, he's also got a very long tongue. Okay, now, focus. Now, the thing is the Bible says that the snake bites Paul on the hand. And it's just dangling. The Bible says it's just dangling. And Paul's like, oh. There's a snake on my hand. Now, this is a funny story because I've made it funny. But I want you to know, life kids, that in life, we're going to get bitten by some stuff. We're all going to go through some stuff that's going to hurt. Some stuff that's not very nice. I mean, we all go through attacks. Some attacks might be bullying at school. Maybe some attacks, are you listening? There's heaps of people talking for people who are supposed to be listening. Maybe some of the attacks are like comparison, or maybe you didn't pass a test that you wanted to pass, or maybe you've got anger. Or maybe your sister just kicked you in the throat. I don't know. Like, that hurts too, man. But I want you to know. Are you listening? Leaders, I might need you to help me. I need you to know tonight that just because you get bitten by some stuff, just because you go through stuff in life, doesn't mean you have to be beaten. See, it's important for you to know that you're in a battle. Someone say battle. Someone say battle. Now, like any good battle, there's a good team and a bad team. The bad team is the devil. He's got a bad team, and they're not very good. The good team is captained by Jesus. And the Bible says that in John 10:10, it's going to come up on the screen, but the Bible says this, that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus came to give life and life to the full. I need you to know today that in our story that we just read from the Bible and the story that I illustrated very well, that in our story, the snake represents the devil. And that the devil, he doesn't want you to win. It's important for you to know this because when we realize that the devil doesn't want us to win, it makes it really clear whose team we want to be on. We want to be on a winning team. Who wants to be on a winning team? We want to be on a team that helps us win, and that team is the team of Jesus. See, the Bible says that the very first attack on mankind was in the form of a snake. Has anybody read the book of Genesis? Has anybody read about some characters or heard about a story about Adam and Eve? And the Bible says that a serpent or a snake talks to Eve and is like, hello. Hello, Eve. And convinces Adam and Eve to sin. See, the snake will always cause you to sin. The devil, he wants you to sin. Here's why. Because where God is, sin can't be. So if we're going to be in the winning team of Jesus, then we can't have sin in us. And the devil, the Bible says, comes to lie. What does he do? He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And it's really important for you to know that the devil doesn't want you to win. But there's good news. Someone say good news. See, on Tuesday night, we prayed a prayer, everybody in the room together, that accepted Jesus into our life as our best friend. And the moment that you pray that prayer, guess what happens? All the sin that was in you, around you, or through you goes away. And we have victory and life to the full. And what happens is because of our relationship with Jesus, as the band come and joins me tonight, because of our relationship with Jesus, we don't have to be bitten and beaten. We can be bitten and we can do a Taylor Swift and shake it off. See, the thing is that Paul, the Bible says, because he had a relationship with God, when the devil bit him, he wasn't beaten. Because when our relationship with Jesus is strong, it makes the attack of the enemy weak. When our relationship with Jesus is strong, someone say strong. Strong. It makes the attack of the enemy weak. Someone say weak. I reckon that in this place, I reckon there's a whole bunch of people who are saying, you know what, I'm going through some stuff right now. And I get a feeling that tonight, I'm not even preaching to the kids that are in the room right now. I feel like I might be preaching to your future. I feel like as you get older, maybe you're going to come up against some stuff. Maybe as you get older, you might come against some bullying. Well, I want you to know that just because you get bitten by bullying doesn't mean you have to be beaten. I want you to know that just because you go through some anger stuff doesn't make you a bad person. Just because you get bitten doesn't mean you have to be beaten. Life kids, I need you to know this, that to be an overcomer simply means to have a relationship with Jesus. Because when we have a relationship with Jesus, we can do what Paul does, and we can shake off the snake into the fire. We can see the attack of the devil gone. We can be beaten but not bitten because of our relationship with God. I reckon one of the biggest attacks though, one of the biggest bites I've faced in my life. Can I be honest with you tonight? If I'm going to be honest, I need to be able to trust you. Here's how I trust you. You're sitting up nicely. You look at me with your eyes so that I can trust you. Because I'm going to be honest. I've actually never shared this with people before. You're going to be the first group of people that are ever going to hear this. This is not even in my notes. But the biggest issue for me in my life, the biggest snake bite that I've ever come up against is the snake bite of comparison. Comparison says, oh my gosh, look at them. They're so much better than me. Look at that person. They're so much prettier than I am. Oh man, when Lionel grabs a mic and he starts to pray, God starts to do something and it doesn't happen with me. What happens is, in our story, the Bible says that that's what happens to Paul too. The guys on the island, they think that Paul's a god. Because when the snake bites him and he shakes it off into the fire, the Bible says that the Bible says that Paul is unharmed. And everybody on the island's like, oh my gosh, Paul, you're a god, you're amazing. And I can imagine Paul, that when faced with comparison, Paul's like, nah, I'm not amazing, but I know someone who is. Oh, I'm alive right now, not because I'm awesome, but because I know someone who is. See, I just got bitten, but I'm not beaten because it's Christ who beats in me. My heartbeat beats to the beat of Jesus. My heartbeat beats to the beat of life and life to the full. So when we get bitten by anything, When the devil tries to bite you, I want you to know that you don't have to be beaten, that you can overcome through having a strong relationship with Jesus. That's the way you overcome. I remember a few years ago, I was like, man, I suck. God told me that I would preach. God told me that I would go to 5 countries and I would preach the gospel, do what I'm doing right now, but in 5 different countries. God told me that 6 years ago. I watched my friends preach. I watched my leaders preach. I watched my pastors preach. And I was like, God, like, man, what? I thought you said I would do that. I got bitten by comparison, and I nearly got beaten until this one moment in worship, when God said to me, you know what, Harry? You're fearfully and wonderfully made. You're exactly where you need to be. Do you know what happened? 2 weeks after that moment, do you know what happened? Lionel gave me a call, and he said, Harry, I need you to come and preach at the very first Life Kids Conference. I need you to come and preach. I need you to spend a whole week with us. Do you know what happened after I hung up that phone? I was like, man, my dream, the thing that God told me that I would do, man, I get to do that. And I get to stand in front of you today and say, friend, if God's given you a dream, don't look to the left or to the right and say, oh man, my dream's not going to happen. All you need to do is look up to heaven and say, man, God, whenever the dream is ready, whenever you have it for me to be in what you want me to do, then I'll do it. But I'm not going to compare myself, because it's through a relationship with Jesus that we can overcome the enemy. That when we're bitten, we don't need to be beaten. Why? Because Jesus beats in me. Could everybody stand to their feet with me tonight? I feel like God's here tonight. And I can't escape this feeling. If I could be really honest with you, I've got a feeling that there's some people we need to pray for tonight. I heard a story about someone who was here on Tuesday, maybe Wednesday morning, Thursday morning. And we prayed for people who were afraid of the dark. And I heard a story about this one guy who was here. He might even be here right now. And he said, man, my life's been changed because I'm no longer afraid of the dark. And I'm like, man, that's amazing. That happened on day number 3. And we're at day number 4. And I'm like, God, have you got any more? On day number 4, have you got any more? Like, I'm not sure that you have. Have you got any more? And God said, well, if they've got more, I've got more. And so the question I've got for you is, have you got more? Have you got more? Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to sing this song a couple of times through, then we're going to stop, and we're going to pray for 2 groups of people tonight. I feel God's presence. And we're going to sing about a love of God that leaves the 99 for the one. Guess what? There's over 99 people in the room. But you know what God will do? God will leave everybody else and come and speak to where you are right now. He'll just be like, you know what? It's just me and you. But if you're moving around, if you're jumping on the stage, if you're not really focused, God can't speak to you. He can't. But if you focus, He can. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to close our eyes. Here's a handy trick. If you don't know the words and you want to still read the words, close one eye and keep one eye open. That helps. But why don't you lift both of your hands with me tonight to say, God, one hand to say, I'm here for you, God. And the other hand to say, God, I want you to speak to me. I want Life Kids Conference 2018 to be a life-changing moment. I want my life to never be the same. So the team are going to sing, I'm going to pray, and then we're going to sing this together. But God, I prophesy over this room. I declare, Lord, that you would move right here, right now. God, together we say we have more. So would you come? Would you come and fill us right now? In Jesus' name. Come on, why don't we sing about the reckless love of God? Come on, let's sing.
And oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. And oh, it chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves an enemy none. And I couldn't earn it, and I don't deserve it. Still you give yourself away. And oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending. couldn't.
Come on, you sing.
I don't deserve it. Still, you give yourself away. And oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God.
We're going to pray for two groups of people tonight. I get a sense that there's some people in this place that are saying, I've been bitten by fear. I don't know what it's about. And we prayed for it a couple of days ago, but I feel like we left and we've come back and there's still some fear. And I believe that in this moment, your life can be changed. And so every boy who's not focused, I need you to focus because I need your faith. Every girl who's not focused, I need your faith. But if you're afraid of anything, maybe it's about going back to school next week. Maybe it's about going back home tonight. Maybe you're saying, hey, I want that cool story about not being afraid of the dark anymore. Maybe you've got mum and dad at home and they're fighting and you feel like that's your fault. Let me tell you, that's not your fault. I feel that prophetically. Someone in here needs to know that because mum and dad have issues doesn't make it your fault. What mum and dad are dealing with, that's not up to you. That's their business. You just let them do them and you just do you. And this moment is for you. So whatever you're afraid of, with every eye closed and every head bowed, to make it private, because I don't want this to be an embarrassing moment, but just a moment between me, you, and God, I want to know who I'm praying for. So if that's you, on the count of three, I want you to lift your hand. Even now, hands are going up. So why don't you just lift that hand if you're saying, you know what, I'm afraid. So much fear. I feel the power of God. He's exchanging fear for faith right now. He's exchanging it right now. He's exchanging it right now. God, I pray and prophesy right now over every person with their hand lifted. Fear will no longer be something that beats us. We desire a beat of heaven in our hearts. So right now we declare, Lord, take our fear. It's not of you. Give us faith. It is of you. And together we sing of your reckless love and we thank you. Come on, why don't we sing? The overwhelming.
Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love.
It's never-ending, His love.
Though it chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves the 99, and I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it, still you give yourself away.
I feel like fear is going. I feel it like running out of the doors. The doors are closed right now, but it was almost like fear was like, fear got afraid. Oh, fear got afraid. Because where Jesus is, fear can't be. I think we need to praise God that our fear is gone. That our fear is gone. You can do better than that. Come on, somebody. Praise God for fear going right now. Praise Him. Come on. I want to pray for another group of people. I feel like I could go all night. I just got jacked up, man. Jacked up on Jesus. Now, we're going to pray for this very special group of people. These are people that go before you. These are people that pave the way for you. What I mean by that is that they're the ones that were here before you even woke up. They're the ones that will be here until just before you wake up tomorrow morning. They're our leaders. Do you know, for every leader, I want you to lift your hands right now. If you're a leader, just lift your hands. I'm about to prophesy over every single one of you. This whole ministry, I'm about to prophesy over every single one. Close your eyes, don't look at me. I prophesy over you right now that this is a sharpening moment. I literally see every kid like a little sharpening tool. And as they come and they lay hands on you, you're about to be sharpened in the presence of God. God's about to set a fire in your soul. He's about to light you up. Kids, I want you to go and find a leader right now and start to lay hands and pray for them. Oh, there it is, the power of God. There's leaders at the back, they need your hands. There's leaders at the back, they need your hands. Quick, go find a leader, go find a leader. There's heaps of leaders, they need your hands. Leaders, lift both of your hands to heaven. Receive a fresh portion. I prophesy right now and declare over every leader an infilling of the Holy Spirit. I declare right now, Lord God, that you will touch every person. I prophesy, not me, someone else. I prophesy and declare that this ministry is going from strength to strength, from glory to glory, because of what you are doing right here, right now. Come on, kids, start praying over them. Start saying, Jesus, fill them. Start saying, Jesus, fill them. Start saying, Jesus, fill them. Touch them, God, with a fresh energy. Touch them, God, with a fresh presence. Touch them, God, with a fresh fire from heaven. Let zeal for your house consume me. Come on, Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. There's no shadow.
Shadow, you won't light up.
Come on, keep praying, keep praying. Some of them really need prayer. Some of them have been carrying baggage that's not from them. I need you to pray right now over your leaders that you're with. Say, baggage, get out right now. Say it, say it, say it. Everybody say it. Baggage, get out right now. Doubt, get out. Doubt, get out. It's not of you, leader. It's not for you, leader. He's kicking down walls. He's tearing down lies.
No shadow you won't light up.
Soak it in.
You won't climb up. Coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down. Lie you won't tear down. Coming after me.
Okay, leaders, stay in the presence of God. I need every kid looking at me real quick. I just saw princesses. I'm going to Disneyland in August. I'm flipping pumped, man. I'm jacked up on Disney. I'm pumped. But there are some princesses here that have been told some stuff. Someone told you once that you're ugly. Someone told you that you're not special. Someone once told you that you're not good enough. I'm here to kick the devil in the face and say he's a liar. I want to pray for you tonight. If you're a girl in this place and you're saying, you know what, people have said stuff against me that I don't believe. I believe that I am called. I believe that I am chosen. I believe that I am special. So if that's you and you're a girl, you could be a leader, you could be a kid. I feel this is a universal altar call, but I want you to come right to the front right now. I'm about to cry because God's here, but you come to the front. Don't worry about me. Let God fix me. Wow. Once you come to the front, can you just lift your hands? If you're a girl and you're saying, man, I need to deal with some stuff. If you're a boy, listen, listen, boys, listen. Eyes, eyes, eyes. Every boy, this is what it means to be a real man. It means to hold faith for the girls of New Zealand. It means to believe in prayer that God would change these guys right now. So I need every strong, male-believing Christian who's in this room, every strong life kid boy to reach out a hand. Don't touch anybody. Just reach out a hand and say, God, I'm praying right now for them. If you're down the front, I'm praying for you. Girls, look at me, every eye. Look at me, every eye, girl. God loves you. God loves you. God loves you. You are precious to God. You really are. You're Eva. God's hand is on your life. He's going to use you for something amazing. I don't know what home's like for you, but whatever it's like for you, just know this, that he is your father. God, he is your father. He is your father, and he loves you. It's a never-ending kind of love. God loves you. You're precious. He loves you so much. He loves you so much that he would make me tell you this, that no matter how far you run, no matter where you go, you can't outrun God. He's like Usain Bolt. He's all up in here. He'll chase you down. Why? Because he loves you. He loves you. He loves you. I love you. I'm proud of you. But lift your hands and just focus on God. Close your eyes now and look to God. Look to your real father. And repeat after me. God, I need you. People have said stuff and it hurt me. But right now, I exchange every lie for the perfect truth that is of you. Jesus, I thank you that you are the way that I'll live my life. You are the truth that I will live my life. And you are life. So right now, I say I love you. I love you, Jesus.
I am chosen, Not forsaken.
Yeah, you sing it.
And I am who you say I am.
It doesn't matter how you sound.
You are for me.
God loves
not
a singer.
Against me.
Boys, can you
and
sing
I
this too?
I am who you say I am. And I am chosen. Not forsaken. And I am who you say I am.
Come on, you lift your hands.
You are for me, not against me. I am who you say I am.
Come on, let's sing it with some power.
I am chosen,
do you believe that?
Not forsaken.
I feel his presence.
I am who you say I am.
I'm an overcomer.
You are for me.
I'm leaving my past behind me. I am who you say that I am. Come on, you sing.
And I am chosen, not forsaken. I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against me. I am who you say I am. I am chosen, not forsaken.
Jesus just showed me this. Paul got bitten on the hand. And Paul shook off the bite. The bite bit him, but he wasn't beaten, was he? No, because why? Jesus beats in him. Jesus is in you. And I saw a room of life kids. This is the last thing I'll say. I promise, Lionel, I'm done. I saw you take the snake by the throat. And then throw it on the ground. But then once it was on the ground, you got your foot and you crushed him in the head. And once you do that, the devil's dead. The enemy has been defeated. I said the enemy has been defeated. I said the enemy has been defeated. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to close our eyes. And whatever it is that the devil's been trying to bite you with, we're going to grab it. We're going to throw it on the floor and we're going to stomp. So with one hand in the sky like this, one hand in the sky like this, we're going to grab our snake. We're going to stomp him in the face. Are you ready? One, two, three. Grab it, throw it down, and stomp him right now. Stomp him right now. Stomp him right now. The devil has no power. The enemy has been defeated. Death, death, death. Now lift your hands. You do remind yourself, you are chosen.
I am chosen.
Come on, sing it.
Not forsaken.
I am who you say I am.
I am who you say I am.
No more biting.
You are for me, not against me. I am who you say I am. I am chosen. Still you give yourself away. Though the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love.
I'm chosen.
I am chosen, not forsaken. And I am who you say I am. You are for me.
You guys sing it out.
Against me. And I am who you say I am. And I am chosen, not forsaken. And I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against me. And I am who you say I am. I'm chosen.
I am chosen.
You
God, we thank you so much for what you have done tonight in all of our hearts. We just honor you. We love you. We thank you so, so much for being such a big God in our lives. Thank you, Jesus, for what you have done. In Jesus' name, amen. Awesome. Okay, I want you guys to sit down for a moment. I need you all, just for a moment, to sit down. I know there's a lot of kids at the back. This is very, very important. So I need you just for a moment. I know you're tired. To sit down. In my 18 years of doing kids, have never, ever experienced a kids' conference like this. Never. I'm absolutely floored what God has done this week. Unbelievable. And I know you're going to walk out these doors in about 22 minutes. You're going to walk out changed. You're not going to walk out the same as how you came in. Kids, can I tell you, hold on to each and everything that has been spoken over your life. And I know there was people that have been spoken into individually. God is not a God of just one person. He's a God for everyone. I've never seen worship the way you guys have worshiped. It's taught me this week that I need to up my game in my worship. You kids teach us how to worship. Seriously, I'm not just saying that. I've got a couple of things I need to sort out myself right now of what you have showed me. So please, I ask you, hold on. Keep worshiping the way you worship. Keep praying the way you're praying. Keep reading. And if you struggle reading the Bible, come and talk to us. Your leaders are here for you. God will speak to you. There's a couple of things I want to do before we end the night, and we're going to end the night really awesome. I want to honor a whole bunch of people. Honestly, we couldn't have done this without these people. Firstly, I want to thank you, Harry, for coming all the way from Wellington to come and speak to us. So can we put our hands together? Come here, bro. This guy has got an anointing on his life. And I love him. Like, for real. We don't see each other a lot. And when we don't even talk for like a month, when we do talk, it feels like we saw each other yesterday. 24 years old. Only 24 years old. I'm right, eh? I hope. But I know God has got such a massive plan for his life. No doubt. And I want us to stretch our hands out to him. I want to pray for him and for his amazing wife and for what God is going to do in their lives. Come on, we need to come in agreement, and normally we stretch our hands out. And I'm going to ask, if you're brave, just one, someone's hands come up already. Mr. Wagner, come up. I'm just going to ask one person, because Rachel, come on, let's do it, a brother-sister thing. Why not? I'm going to ask you to pray. I haven't asked you to pray. Whatever God puts on your heart, and you know you're a leader, that's where you got that T-shirt on, mate. That's not just a look cool. You're a future leader, and you're a future worshiper. We've been speaking about that already. I want you guys to pray for him. Is that good? Who wants to go first? You guys, like, fight over who prays first? Rachel first? Okay, your brother told me you need to go first. Stretch your hands out.
Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for Harry, and I pray that you'll bless him and that you'll bless all the generations that come after him. And that all the generation will be blessed for who he is, and that he will change many people's life to come, and that God will show him that you have got his life, and you are going to have got his hand, and amen. Lord Jesus, please bless this very really good young man who's found a gift that you have given him deep inside of him, and he has used it to your purpose. Please bless every single generation that comes after him. Bless his grandchildren and their grandchildren and then grandchildren and for many generations to come because of what he's done. Because he's been such an amazing young man, please bless him in this future that he's going to have when it comes to preaching in churches. I pray for him today because we just need your hand of protection over him, that you will protect him always, and that everything most of the things that he says will come true, like pretty much everything he says that will come true, that you will bless him in every way possible, and amen.
Okay. I'm trying to hold it together right now. Love you, bro. Just something small from us, just to say thank you so much, bro, for being here, just investing in our kids. Unbelievable. You truly just blow me away, and you teach me, bro. Seriously, I'm 43, and I feel you teach me so much, like seriously. So, yeah, bless you. I'm trying to hold everything because I'm crying. Cool. Okay, I'm not going to go on about the Wagner kids, but can I tell you what? Both of you has got such a massive call on your life. Seriously. I'm leaving it there. Are we going to go over time? I don't really care, to be honest. Come on, kids. Hold on. Can we, seriously, I honor you guys so much. I actually don't know what to say, but I just really, Jeremy and the team, Amanda, thank you so much for what you guys have put in for this conference. Unbelievable. Seriously. Just your incredible heart and the moments we've had down there. And I know your lives have changed through this generation, for seriously. That's not even a word, for seriously. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts. And yeah, I just pray such a blessing over you guys. Thank you so much. I want to pull out the whole production team. Can they all come up on stage? Come on, just take it off. Everybody in the back, can you guys come up, please? Come on, I want you guys to give these guys a massive hand. Massive hand. Come on. Come on. Okay, hold on. Where are you first? This guy. Sorry. Cam and I worked together and we're in different departments, but I just felt such a connection between us two. I don't know, you know, just something shifted for me and you. Like, I just feel like you're such a legend, bro, and you've got an incredible heart, and man, just locking up to, I don't know, yeah, anyways. Bro, you're awesome, and I just honor all of you, you know, and the rest of the team is not here, and I hope I see people record and stuff, but just for you guys, you're in the back there, hidden away. The kids probably don't even see you. But this is the guys that have made everything work for you. Lighting, stage, all this stuff on the screens, the music. This is the guys. They're the ones that have set the atmosphere for you. So can we give them a big hand and say thank you? Okay. We're not done. We're going to go through the list. No, quickly. Can I get all the staff and Steph Brown and Lena? Who am I forgetting? Jeremy. Kalika. I hope Kalika's here. Can you guys come up, please? Is Kalika here? Please tell me Kalika's here. No, she's not here. Oh, she's at Vodafone, dropping off kids. Am I right? There we go. Now, Tennille, where's Tennille? I did text and say she needed to come. Christy, this is Christy's mum. She's like undercover. She doesn't even come to our church. She goes to Causeway in Mangawai. And just honestly love her heart so much. She's not just been here during the conference. She's been working alongside us months ago, helping us to make this conference work. So the whole Brown family is absolutely amazing. And then, where's Crystal? Preschool. But I just want to take a moment to honor the staff, because this has been a massive project in a very short time. And believe me, we've had teething problems because it's hard work. But I wanted to take a moment just to honor them, because they're the ones in your campus every Sunday, in and out, serving you. And kids, these guys love you so much. That's why they do what they do. I know it. And I just wanted us to stop for a moment and say, thank you, thank you, thank you. Can we do that? Can we give them a massive hand? Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Appreciate you, God. Okay. I want you to get ready. We're going to close with a very special song. I need you guys to sit. Don't go anywhere. This is very special. And the people who's doing this has done it for you. And they've really practiced and practiced. So I need you guys to sit still and watch.
Never say never. Never, 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 never. See, I never thought that I could walk through fire. I never thought that I could take the burn. See, I never had the strength to take it higher until I reached the point of no return. And there's just no turning back when your heart's under attack. Gonna give everything I have. It's my destiny. I will never say never. I will fight till forever. Make it right. Whenever you knock me down, I will not stay on the ground. Pick it up, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up, up, up. Never say never. Never say never. Never say never. Never say never. See, I never thought that I could feel this power. I never thought that I could feel this free. I'm strong enough to climb the highest towers, and I'm fast enough to run across the sea. And there's just no turning back when your heart's under attack. Gonna give everything I have, 'cause this is my destiny. I will never say never. I will fight till forever. Make it right. Whenever you knock me down,
Okay. You guys are awesome. You are absolutely all incredible.
More than awesome.
I know. I wish, yeah, that's just awesome. Okay, so we've changed things up a little bit because there's one person that we really need to honour.
Definitely.
Yeah. One person.
Definitely.
Who, all you guys know him, okay? And I think, yeah, you guys know exactly who we're talking about. And we, see, we, Rosie gets to work with him every day, but I get the privilege of calling him one of my best friends. And the reason that he's up here blubbering like a little girl, okay? Because there is nothing wrong with that, because Harry was doing it, I was doing it up the back. I'm pretty sure Phil was doing it as well. I know that Uncle Will over there was doing it as well. Because when we see you guys doing this, Rosie was already gone. She was gone. The reason that he is up here crying all the time is because he has such a passion and love for seeing kids worship God and unlock their potential when they encounter Jesus. That's what his gift is. It's what his gift is.
Absolutely. So what we need to do is we need to, actually Lionel, up you come.
Come on.
We need to give him the biggest hand.
Okay, listen.
All right. I reckon we need to pray for Lionel.
Yes, we do.
I reckon we need to pray. Should we get a couple of the kids to pray? Because
yep.
these are the prayer warriors.
Yep.
These are the prayer warriors.
Okay. Well, we've heard Caleb and Rachel already had a go. We need a boy and a girl to come up again. Where's Bella? Bella. And who else wants to pray for him?
Is Riley in here? Where's my little mate Riley?
Where's Josiah?
Or Josiah. Yeah, up you come.
Josiah. Okay. Come on, Bella. And you know what I would love? I would actually love us to, you know what we said before, we honour people and we want to extend our own hands towards Lionel, okay? Because just because you're not up here with a microphone does not mean, as you know, you can't pray for him, okay?
Yeah,
so what we're going to do is we're going to get Bella and we're going to get Josiah to pray for him. Let's reach out our hands, okay? And you say whatever's on your heart, okay?
Dear Lord, I bless Lionel and that he is the best person that has run this church, and that I think that we should all bless him and we should all praise him and we should all thank him for bringing this conference together and bringing this church together. And I just pray that we will bless him and that he will have a lovely time, and all the generations after him will be just like him. And I just want to pray for him. I want to bless him. And thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Dear Lord Jesus, I pray for you that you just help Lionel get through everything that he is. And you send his power, your power through him, like one of your disciples. You will help him to heal, help him to preach, help him to raise the new generation of people to be on stage, to be preaching, even just be backstage, just help him. Please just let Lionel, please help him to get through all this. And then in the end, you'll help him to, you'll give him happiness, you'll give him joy, and that you will satisfy him by helping us to become what Lionel would really like us to become. He would like us to teach and spread the word of God as he does right now. Please bless him. Please just send your power through him. Send the Holy Spirit even more through him. Please just send it. And you will help him to raise us all. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Let's give Lionel
amen.
A massive
Hi.
Thank you.
Cool. Okay, it's all right. You guys think I have forgot but I haven't forgotten. Can I ask you guys a massive favor when we leave here? Can you go to your leader and the volunteer that's been with you and give them the biggest hug ever? I'm not talking about the staff now. I'm talking about you guys sitting in here. All these leaders and volunteers. Because you guys are legends, honestly. And not everyone is here. They've been helping every single day. We've had different people. You can hug them now if you want. Will's got 20 kids around him. Okay. Then we're going to stand up. And we're going to do one more song. We're going to finish up with one more praise song. Come on, we're going to stand up. We got a group hug. Come on, kids, we're going to do one more song before we leave. We're going to praise Jesus. Come on, let's do it. Let's go. Come on, kids. Come on, let's praise one more song. One more song. Have you got it in you? Come on, let's jump, 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 jump.
I throw my hands. I throw my hands to the sky because I feel so alive and I want to bring you praise. I throw my hands to the sky because I feel so alive and
jump as high as you can.
Let's go.
Come on, kids.
Felt so good, cause your joy overwhelming is running right through my veins. And in your love, I found all that I needed. I'm never gonna give it up. My response will always be to praise. No matter what comes, I know that I will always choose to praise.
Come on, Harry's gonna dance with us. Harry's gonna sing with us.
As low as we can. All right, let's sing my response.
My response will always be to praise. No matter what comes, I know that I will always choose to praise.
Come on.
Forever.
Next level up.
My response will always be to praise.
You guys ready?
No matter what comes,
it's gonna be our last chance to dance. We're gonna give it everything we've got. One, two, one, two. Hands to the sky, cause I feel so alive. And I wanna bring you praise.
Put my hands to the sky, cause I feel so alive. And I wanna bring you praise.
I throw
my hands to the sky, cause I feel so alive. And I wanna bring you praise. Throw my hands to the sky, cause I feel so alive and I wanna pray you praise.
Come on, let's praise Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Awesome. God, we pray you will just keep blessing our kids, God. Pray that you will look after their families. You will look after their brothers and sisters. God, you will just be with them. Look after them in Jesus' name. Amen. Go have some fun. See you next year at Conference 2019.